We're in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes Sif Hey. We'll be finishing the Simen as well as the first three Sifim in Kuf Pei. Sif Hey, Hakruim Bebeis Bal Habayis Lechol Mini Peris. Someone who is actually called to eat in the house of the Bal Habayis, and they're eating all kinds of fruits. Umavim Lehem Bezachar Zeh. And you keep getting, that every so often, the Bal Habayis or the Bal Habayis comes out with different fruits. You only have to make a bracha on the first. Now, we previously had a halacha that if you walk into a house and people are eating and they give you cups of wine to drink, you have to make a separate bracha on each one of them because you never take for granted that they're going to bring you another one. That was talking about where you just come in for a visit, you weren't invited to dinner. Here we're talking about a case where you were invited for peiros. There, you must expect that they're going to keep bringing out peiros. You have no idea and you're relying on the balas habayis. Therefore, we would not ever say that you have a hesach hadas. Sivvav, ochol kol machol v'lo achol melech. You ate any food and didn't have salt. Shosa kol mashka v'lo shosa mayim. Someone drank and didn't have water at the end. Yidak v'bayom yidak mipnei reach apeh. By day he should worry about bad breath. Uvalayla mipnei not only reach apeh but also mipnei askara. Pirish choli chonik, a disease where one chalila suffocates. In other words, when you have food, make sure to have salt at the end of it. You have drink, make sure to have water at the end. Ha'ochel melach achar achilaso, even in the case of someone who is eating salt at the end of the meal because he wants to be mekayim this halacha, lo yochel begodol, he should not eat with his thumb. Godol hu ha'etzba hagas, etzba hu korav lagas. The one next to the thumb is the etzba, the index finger. Amma ha'oruch, the longest finger, the middle one, is called the amma. Kmitza hu asamach lakotin, the one next to your pinky is called the kmitza. And zeres hu akotin, the pinky is called zeres. So what does it say? If you ate the salt by dipping your thumb into salt and eating from there, it's very dangerous. Why is this? The kosha likbar bonim. Chalila, this is something that can cause children to die. Velo bezeres, and also not to eat with the pinky, the kosha la'anius, that can cause poverty. Velo be'etzpa, the kosha l'shin dalid, and they bring down that this is shchin, it's a shulchan aruch harav that learns that this is a shchin. Ela ba'ama uvikmitza, you use either the finger next to the pinky, or the one next to the thumb. Excuse me, or the one next to the pinky or the middle finger, one or the other. It means these two fingers you're allowed to use for salt, the one next to the pinky and the middle finger. Va'ayin li'el lama einanu nogim achilis melech ushtiyas mayim. L'mayis Mishabur brings it down. Two reasons. Number one, Bizman Hazeh, the Magen Avraham says, nishtanu hativim. These things were natural, and these particular things don't seem to be common in nature. And the second thing is that today all of our foods pretty much have salt and water in them anyway. And this halacha only applies if one did not have salt and water in the food. Kuf pei dine perure hapas. Ein lohosir hamapa v'halecha madachar birkas hamazon. It is wrong to take the bread off with the covering until after Birkas HaMazon. Why is that? So that it should be clear to all why it is that you're benching. You're benching after a meal of food, of bread. Second, because there's an inyan that the bracha should rest on something. It should be chal on something. So you have to leave over some bread so that the bracha will be able to be chal on that. Sif Beis. One who doesn't leave over bread will never see simin bracha. But you don't go bringing a whole new bread. That was the derech of idol worshippers to do that for their idol. They had another meal prepared after they finished eating. So we don't do that. Why should you always have leftover bread? So this is not only referring to little crumbs. This is referring to making sure that you have leftovers all the time. The first reason I'll pee the Gemara is that there should always be something for an Ani to eat if he walks into the house. The second one is that by leaving some over, you show bounty. And the proper way to thank Hashem is out of bounty. So don't finish up, don't gobble up to the last drop, because that shows that you're just eating betzimtzum. Leaving over shows that you feel you have a shefa. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings a pasuk. It says ein sorid liachlo al kein lo yachol tov. It's a remez that if you don't leave leftovers, then you will not have bracha. The Shla says that if an ani comes in, you should always give him from the best food, ayin yafeh, so that makes him feel a lot better about it. And he goes further, and he's mishabeach those kehillas where they have yeshiva guys staying in the homes and actually eating with the families. Now, what happens if you're about to bench and you realize that there's nothing left? So if there are crumbs left, don't bring a whole new loaf. If there are no crumbs left, so the Magen Avraham says that not only are you allowed to bring you're allowed to leave a whole one there, and you should brush off the crumbs. He says that if you have a whole one, you shouldn't leave the crumbs because it's not covered for benching. On Shabbos, you leave the crumbs on the table. There are all kinds of inyanim. The crumbs of Shabbos, the bracha should fall on. Further, Siv Gimel. Kodem sheyitol yadov yechaber habayis. Before you wash your hands, you should sweep the floor. Shelo yishar sham perurim. There shouldn't be any crumbs on the floor. V'imasu b'mayim shel netila. And the mayim achronim will mess them up. Afal pishem mutar la'abed perurim shein bem kazayis. Even though it is permissible to get rid of Pirurim, that where each one is less than a Kazayis, Shemiyeh HaShamash Am HaAretz, maybe the Shamash will be an Am HaAretz, Shemutel Yishtamash B'Shamash Am HaAretz, V'yaniyah Gam Pirurim Sheyesh Bem Kazayis, he'll also leave over large crumbs, Chazal call that a crumb, the size of a Kazayis, She'asur Li'abdom B'yad, that you cannot physically destroy by pouring Mayim Achronim on them, L'chach Yechabe Tchila, that's why you should sweep the floor first. Va'achshav einanu nogin came. Why do we not do that today? Mipnei she'enanu misalkim ha'shulchan. When we wash our hands, we don't take the table away. V'unotnu yadayim chutz l'shulchan. We wash our hands somewhere else. V'makom she'en sham pirurim. V'lekel ha'meichesh l'midi. There's no reason to have this chashash. So nowadays, where we don't get our mayim achronim on the crumbs on the floor, there's no problem. Mishnah Berurah does say that if you're going to wash Mayim Achronim on the table, make sure to push away the crumbs so the Mayim Achronim don't spill on the crumbs.